Excuse me, everyone. It's the operator, and I just need to inform all participants that today's conference call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect your lines at this time, and you may begin.
Thank you very much. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. This is the SEI meeting, and may I ask maybe Marika to make a roll call for that?
This is Natalie, and I'll do the roll call for now.
Oh, yes, Natalie. Sorry.
No problem at all. And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the SEI call on the 13th of September, 2012. On the call today, we have Rob Turbin, Avi Doria, Angie Graves, James Bodell, Ron Andras, and Ray Fassett. We have apologies from Alain Béranger and Anne-Marie Pointe-Scalisi. From staff, we have Marika Koenig, Julie Headland, and myself, Matthew Peregrin. I'd like to remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thank you very much. Welcome, and I would like to start with the agenda. At first, I have sent out a short agenda, as usual, yesterday, and I would like to ask for comments, any comments to that agenda. I hear none. Okay, well, I forgot to ask for statements of interest. If there's anything to disclose, please say your name and make your statement. There's also nothing. Thank you. I would like to give you a short update on the council meeting we had 2 hours or 3 hours ago. As you know, so we brought up the action items and the motion regarding consent agenda and proxy voting and the voting thresholds table. There was no objection against. It was unanimously approved, and I would like to thank you all that this task have been done so far, and staff took over then to implement the recommendations. So thanks very much again, and we could then go over to the next point. We have on the agenda today a deferral of motions and the voting thresholds for delaying a PDP, as well as raising an issue, and if you come to that, to the status update on working group survey. At first, at deferral of motions, we, from the last meeting, so we approached a wording which was seemed to be that it could be agreeable to us, and Jay Scott took over well to put that again in written stone here, and there was some exchange on the mailing list regarding his suggestion. So there was mainly a proposal suggestion made by Jay Scott regarding how to handle the deferral of motions in the light of be seen as a courtesy to the discretion of the chair of the GNSO Council. And Avi made a point as well in this, saying that there must be slightly distinguished between cases regarding PDP votes, which are governed by the PDP process and by the PDP manual and regarding others. And then the text came back. There came another proposal, at first by myself, but maybe the language was not the best one. And Jay Scott was also then picking up that again and trying, well, to include that what you have said, Avi. And the question... And there was some further exchange on the email list. So that is what the status is. And the last question I saw here is from Jay Scott. Could then the following amendment cover your point, Avery? And so with that, I would like to open the discussion here on those points, and let's try to continue. I don't see any hand raised, Avi, but nevertheless, I would like to ask Avi whether this could cover her point which she raised. Avi?
Sorry, I was on mute. Yeah, I think it's fine. You know, it basically makes the point. You know, and the way it's put, to be excluded from this courtesy are cases. That actually confuses me.
Yep.
Actually, now that I say it out loud, that confuses me. Because it's not that they're excluded from the courtesy, it's that they don't need courtesy. So I thought it was fine.
This is Ron. I'm sorry to interrupt. Avery, you're very, very faint. Is there any way you could increase your volume of your voice?
Only by shouting.
Shout away.
I also hear somebody else talking in the background, which may not be helping. So sorry. Yeah, I mean, at first I read it, when I read it silently, what Wolf wrote was okay and said, to be excluded from this courtesy are PDP votes. But one could misinterpret that to mean it's not allowed. You know, and so perhaps the phrasing, you know, there's no need for courtesy for PDP votes because. But in general, I'm fine with the idea there. It may just need wordsmithing. Thanks.
So you would take it as feasible. I understand that.
Excuse me?
You would take this this wording.
Yeah.
As feasible.
As feasible. As I said, the first phrase could set people's expectations off in a different direction, because to be excluded from the courtesy, and really what you're saying is they don't need courtesy because there's rule. So somebody might be able to phrase that better. I mean, the rest of the sentence sort of rectifies itself. And so the meaning of the overall sentence is fine. It's just kind of a tricky, you know, beginning to the sentence. Thanks.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you. So the question then was whether and the idea of Jay's Quantumoth then that we should find references in any kind of governing rules with regard to the to the council chair discretion, let me say, or courtesy or behavior. So if there's something, so and as I understood, well, Marika, you have been searching and you found something, didn't you? Marika, please.
Yeah, this is Marika. I provided some references in relation to, I think the neutrality of the chair, and I think that was asked, but that relates specifically to GNSO Council working groups. So I'm not really sure, and I think Jay Scott came back as well asking, and we both looked in the operating procedure. So there's specifically addressed in the same way as it's done in the GNSO working group guidelines. I did actually have my hand up as well to point out, because I think there was a second alternative that was sent to the list as well by Jay Scott, which is also, because in the document that's on the screen, I tried to collate all the comments and suggestions that were made. So there was, I think, a second one, which I think was another version of the one that Wolf circulated. So I just want to make sure that that's that Avery had a chance as well to look at that one.
You mean so my version in comparison with that from Scott, huh? Okay, then I see.
Yeah, just make a note, because I think the first one on the screen is the original one, which started off, and I think then Avery made a suggestion saying, oh, but you know, we need to differentiate with the PDPs, and then you made a suggestion, but I think then Jay Scott also made a suggestion to address Avery's point. So I think those two are basically the latest two drafts that were on the mailing list, or at least that I managed to capture. If I left anything out, people should speak up.
Okay, thank you. Ron, please.
Thank you, Chair. And apologies to everyone if there's background noise on my call. Unfortunately, the office is a little bit loud today. Just wanted to say that I support all of the most recent changes. Certainly the addition that you brought, Wolf Ulrich, as well as the change that Jay Scott brought. So for my part, I think we're getting to a very good document. Just wanted to weigh in on that. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Avi, please.
The fact that there's a second one, I knew I had read one that I thought worked, and then when I started reading yours out loud, it didn't quite. But yes, I think what Jay Scott has works fine. Thanks.
Yes. Okay, I'm happy with that as well. So let's refer to that, and then let's take this one. So I'm happy with that as well. So now the question would be, from the procedure, how to deal with that matter. I understand that we could report that to the council in that way, there is no specific than recommendation. It's just an explanation. So in a small report which we could giving as our understanding with regards to that, the recommendation is well to leave it as an at the discretion of the chair in future, with taking into consideration what we have had in mind here in our discussion. So the question is how we proceed in that. Shall we put that in stone and then forward it? Is there any need from one of you to see the final document? I think the document will be, I understand, just a kind of small report what we have discussed, and then at the very last here this kind of recommendation that this is our proposal for that, and then give that recommendation to the council. Do we need any kind of motion for that? That would be my question. I'm not sure about that. For the council to handle it in this way? One, I see, yes, we should have one last look, you say. Is there any need for a motion for the council? No motion needed means one. Are we still hands-off on?
Sorry, that's an old hand I forgot to take down.
Okay, then Ron, please.
Yes, I think, Chair, you said it right. I think that we just have to have staff draft this now in a final form, but we should take one last look, seeing as how we're about to hand it off. That was my abbreviated comment. But it's certainly not up to us to draft the motion. I think we could allow the GNSO Council draft the motion to put this forward. But I think that we've resolved this from within our group, but we should see that last language before it gets sent off to them, just to make sure that there's no misunderstandings with what we said today in terms of what staff creates. That was my comment.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Marika, please.
Yeah, this is Marika. At least from a staff perspective, I don't think that there's a need for a motion either, as there's no recommendation for any next steps. Basically, I think the council asked the question, and you know, this is the response that the SCI is providing. And indeed, on base of this, you know, the council could take any action at once, but there's no specific recommendation from the SCI at this stage. And what I can do is maybe the suggestion would be then that I just update this language, including indeed the referring to the PDP manual, which is still open, and maybe we just post that to the mailing list and give people another week to look at that. And if there's no, you know, if there are no further comments or issues with that, that basically gives you the clearance just to forward it to the GNSO Council, maybe.
Yes. Okay. So that would be great. So, Marika, if you just reword it, rephrase a little bit, and send it to our list, then. After it is clear for us, then I can forward it to the council then. Yes, thank you very much. I think that's a procedure we can do though. Okay, thank you. Next point is voting thresholds for delaying a PDP. Do we have a document available for that? I have seen on the wiki your last exchange and the last proposal made by Marika. If you could, Marika, just give an update of that and brief us with your proposal, please.
Yeah, this is Marika. I put up on the Adobe Connect, which I believe is the latest version that was circulated a couple of weeks ago. It was discussed, but unfortunately that call I couldn't make. But basically we had a discussion. I think originally we had language in here that talks about delaying a PDP, but then there was confusion over what that meant, because, you know, a working group might have delay and you know, that's normally not an issue, or that there doesn't need to be a formal vote. So what we did here is basically, or the proposal would be to amend the language that's currently in the PDP manual that talks about terminating a PDP. It's a new provision that was introduced to give the council possibility to actually end a PDP if there are certain reasons why the PDP shouldn't continue anymore, which didn't exist in the previous one. And as we are suggesting or recommending that a similar voting threshold would apply for suspending a PDP, we thought it would be the easiest just to amend that to say that in that provision that it talks about may terminate or suspend a PDP. So it has added the words there. And it then explains as well in the footnote that suspension basically means is a time interval during which there is a temporary cessation of the PDP, i.e. all activities are halted upon a decision of the GNSO Council until further notice, to really make clear that this is not the working group saying we need to wait for a bit more information, or we have a public comment forum open, so we're going to stop meetings for the next 2 months. But this is really a conscious decision based on a motion with an attached voting threshold of which the council suspends a PDP. So basically, I think I circulate again on the mailing list. I don't believe I've seen any comments or edits, but if I've missed those, I apologize and would suggest that you make them now.
Okay, thank you. I'm just so sorry. I'm touching my screen. Thank you. Oh, yes, I got it here. So what is now the proposal to do so?
The background has changed.
Okay, one, that's you.
Thank you, Chair. So if I understand, Marika, the current language is what we already see. And the bold language is what we've added to this information.
That is
correct.
Confirm?
Okay, excellent.
Yes.
So basically, we're not making much of a change here. We're just basically allowing for a suspension which is probably a good thing in so much as when a PDP does get started, we would certainly like to see it go through to fruition. So I think from the BC's point of view, I think this is something that that makes sense, and we can support the this language going forward. Thank you.
Any other comments to from other representatives of stakeholder groups? So, Avi, please.
Yeah. Hi. I just checking. So the note suspension that where suspension is defined would also be stuck in, or is that just for our purposes? Would that be put in as a footnote?
Doesn't work. I think the idea would be to put that in as a footnote
okay.
to really make clear as well to you know, the broader audience what is meant with suspension.
In which case, I would wonder if we could add a sentence just for my pickiness, which is a change in something that this says basically a change in milestone schedule does not count as a suspension. So in other words, that then is still related if by other rules for, you know, just the council accepting when people say, listen, you know, we said we'd have this done in November, but really it's going to be February of next year because A, B, C, D, that isn't governed by this rule, that's governed by, you know, whatever rule is applicable for a change of charter or just, you know, accepting something by council consensus. So I don't know if that's okay with people, but the only thing is the differentiation between, and we talked about this at the beginning, and that's why you picked the word suspension, the differentiation between a suspension and a change in milestone date. Thanks.
Okay. So you are referring to a further footnote, isn't that?
I'm referring to just an extra sentence in the footnote.
Yes.
You know, where we say what suspension is, and then perhaps a short one says suspension, you know, change of milestone date does not count as a suspension.
Okay. Marika, did you get that? And
yes.
Okay. Thank you. And I see Ron was agreeing to that as well. What is Marika at first? Yeah,
that is Marika. I don't know if you were going to ask what is the next step then, but I just wanted to point out that indeed.
No, I'm sorry. I wouldn't like at first ask. Well, is there any other comment from the registrar or registry side with regards to that suggestions here? But I don't see. Any problems? Any hands raised? Okay, then it's okay. Marika, please. Next steps.
Yeah, it doesn't make it. So indeed, I can send up send around an updated version as suggested by Avery, adding that sentence. But as this is a change to the GNSO operating procedures, because the PDP manual is part of that, I think we'll have to go again through the same thing as we did with the previous changes, that we need to put this out for public comment and, you know, then update the operating procedures and then have the council approve it. I'll confirm that with our legal staff, but I think that's the way we're supposed to deal with these changes. But just to already give you a heads up on that.
Yes, if you could clarify that. So is it so that is a specific part of the PDP manual? Which this is a modification of then. And
the PDP manual and the GNSO working group guidelines are both annexes to operating procedures.
I understand.
Therefore, they're part of that document.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. If you could clarify that and let us know, then it's okay. And give us the last wording, and then we will put forward that. Yeah. This way.
Okay,
thank you very much. Well done. So we have almost no issues today, rather than right now coming to the point raising an issue. Okay, that is several times we started to talk about, but we didn't come through, not yet. I would like just to recall that it came up because in our charter we have, to my knowledge, fixed that an issue could be raised either through the council or, if I'm correct, to another group chartered by the council. And there was sometimes came a question or an issue came up, so one person, and then was a question, could you accept that, or should this person go to his or her SO group or chartered group or what else? So that is where we stand, and so we would like to find out what we should, recommend for dealing with that for ourselves, and okay with our chartering organization, which is the council. So here we are. So any ideas, any questions, any comments on that? I think we've sometimes talked about that. Shall we admit, that a single person could raise an issue and bring it up to us? Shall we accept that? Shall we just staying to our rules and saying, okay, no, they should refer to their groups, respective groups, or how shall we deal with this? Any opinion, please, Ron?
Thank you, Chair. I think that because we, as the SCI, a group that is supposed to be responsible for implementation of various policy changes and things that are coming up, that individuals should go through the bodies that they are members of. For example, I'm a member of the BC, so rather than me bringing something to the table, I would go to the BC, and then the chair of the BC would then raise the issue with the SCI. I think that would be a proper way of approaching this, and I would need Avery to correct me on this, because I think even if I'm an individual and I'm not necessarily a member of a existing constituency or stakeholder group of some sort, I still could come through the non-aligned, or the various other bodies that are there. And so, point being is that I think if we could use the mechanisms that are in place and have it come up through those channels, it would be more effective for us, because it would be vetted by my constituency. So if I have an issue as an individual, I bring it to the BC. The BC, I would expect the chair would take it to the executive committee of the BC prior to bringing this to the attention of the SCI. So in other words, there will be a certain amount of vetting that will happen, so that way we won't have a workload that pops up without having someone had a look at it first. As it is right now, we receive any information back from the GNSO Council, for example, about a policy that's not working, that's been vetted. So that vetting idea is what I'm trying to bring to the table here. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Ron. Before I give the floor to Avery, I would just raise a question. Does anybody know the exact wording in the rules? Is it also permitted to other SOs, ACs, to bring up issues, or is it allowed just to groups which have been chartered by the council? So that is my question. Here's a charter we have on the screen. So we can search for that. And Avery, please.
Hi, this is Avery. As far as I know, it comes through a chartered group or the GNSO, and no other groups were explicitly called out. Now, of course, any other AC or SO or the board would almost naturally send its note to the, its request to the GNSO as opposed to directly. So I think that 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 is actually a seen as being the pathway for, as I think Ron was saying, for just about anyone that isn't going through their constituency, and certainly for any group that's in liaison or any of the SOACs or, you know, what have you. So I think that that's covered. I think also the fact that it can come from any group with a charter. So any working group, and every working group is supposed to have a chair who's reporting to the council and is supposed to have a liaison that's probably a member of the council. And so, you know, there's the working group can go, or the liaison can bring it to the council for anyone who's in the working group and has an issue with the working group, because then it feeds into the whole working group and working group appeals mechanism. So even if the working group won't take it to the SCI, though entitled as it is to do so, then, you know, the membership and the liaison and the appeals mechanism gets the issue to the council also. So I think that from wherever it's coming from, it should be covered without coming directly to the SCI. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much. Avi, I could not find the exact wording here. That did anybody, Marika, find or Julie find what is said here in the charter regarding?
Yeah, Marika, I've actually posted in the chat what it basically says, that such requests can be made by either the Judicial Council or a group chartered by the Judicial Council.
Okay. So that would mean that no group outside the GNSO could submit an issue. So if it's that way, so I mean, so then the charter is very strict to my understanding, and the question is, could we amend that, or how to deal with that? So, Avi, please.
Okay, yeah. It's strict, but really it's saying the SCI is in a back room. It isn't a, you know, it isn't a customer-facing service. It's a secondary service. I think that, and so I think that it's strict, but then again, getting to the GNSO or getting to the working group to do it shouldn't be that hard. The other thing that this group has, remember, is its you know, periodic review and its ability to pretty much decide on its own that there is an issue that needs to be reviewed, you know, either because it's been a long time since it has, or because there's an immense amount of buzzing about it in the world. So I think that there's that other path. I personally don't see why this needs to be amended. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, but so I understand that, that would mean, so to have it clear, so that would I understand Ron is a suggestion on the chat that he's referring just to a chartered body or a chartered group, not pointing a charter by the GNSO Council, just a group which is chartered, which has a charter. So that would cover that, and we could then recommend that, or just interpret it as this, and make it clear that we are being that in this way, and make it clear to that. Ron is agreeing. Avi, what is your opinion on that?
And it's changing. Well, I was just about to type it. I have to think about it. I think it's a little too broad, but I don't think it matters. But make sure you say an ICANN chartered body, because otherwise
yes.
There's an infinite number of chartered. No,
no, no, I mean ICANN. Okay, an ICANN
chartered
body.
In the world. The other issue I have is, do we have to define what we mean by a chartered body? I guess a stakeholder group, therefore, is a chartered body, and a constituency is a chartered body because they got their charter from the board.
Yes.
Okay, and so that would be NESO and AC. Are they chartered? Does the bylaw define something? Is that a charter? We'd have to decide if that is or not.
Yes.
I guess that would include any board special committee or anything like that. I don't know whether we need to deal with what does the word chartered mean in another footnote. That I guess that's the only question I have. I like the idea of the SCI being one step removed and things having to go through the GNSO, but I don't like it so much that I would block a consensus on it.
Okay, anyway, we could revert that, rephrase that, and then circulate that again, and then we have it in black on white, and then we can comment on that. Marika, please.
Yeah, this is Marika. I wonder if another way of looking at this is basically, you know, following a bit the line that Avery is taking, which I think, you know, would apply in the way the charter is currently written as well, that indeed if there are any others that have issues, they could raise it with the GNSO Council. They could send, you know, a note to the GNSO Council saying, hey, I've observed this and I think this is a real issue. And then indeed leave it at the hands of the GNSO to decide, well, you know, we indeed want to task the SCI to work on this, or no, we don't think it's appropriate for the SCI to look at this now. So that's one approach. And if that is indeed the intent of it, one way to do it as well is just to communicate that outwards. And for example, have on the SCI page something saying, well, you know, these are the only groups that can officially request something, but if you have any issues, you know, feel free to send a note to the GNSO Council or go through, you know, any of the stakeholder groups or constituencies so that they can raise it on a council level. So you do provide them or educate them about what the potential channel can be if they do have significant issues with, you know, any of the adopted recommendations in relation to the GNSO improvement. So it just could be another approach than going for amending the charter possibly.
Okay, thanks, Marika. And Ron, please.
Thank you, Chair. I was actually going to ask Marika or staff to comment a little bit on that, so thank you, Marika, for your comments. I think that the idea of the chartered group and then coming back to my point on vetting is important. I don't feel so comfortable that anyone can go to the GNSO and just say, by the way, I have an issue, and then the GNSO, it's on their table. They already have enough to do, and they have to do a lot of heavy lifting and so forth, and they have to report back to their constituencies, and the constituencies then have to bring back their comments, and then the councillors have to then do their work. So I'm a little bit reluctant to see that. I like the idea of this comment that Avi brought forward, that a chartered body. Of course, it's got to be the ICANN chartered body. But if I'm not mistaken, and staff correct me, please, every body that has, whether it's an SO or a constituency, must have a charter. That's all part and parcel of the ICANN process. So those are the chartered bodies we're speaking of. So we would need to define, you know, when we speak of chartered bodies within ICANN, who that is. And that's I think that's probably a seven-word statement of definition. But that's the way we would approach this, in my view. If we allow it just anyone to go to the GNSO and throw it on their table, then the GNSO to kick it back down to the constituencies, constituencies wrestle with kick it back up to the GNSO, I think what we're doing is just adding more work to the table when it's not necessary. People should bring it through their supporting organizations, through the constituencies, and those are chartered bodies, and those chartered bodies would have a right to bring something that's not functioning within ICANN to our attention. So I really, what I'm trying to do is elevate this to a higher level and have a vetting process in between. So that's just to clarify my comments on the chat channel that I wrote in. Thank you.
Mm. Yeah, okay, thank you very much. In which cases do we expect really that would happen? That was one case we had. That was a case with regards to the S statement of interest paper we have filed, I think so, and somebody from ALEC, another guy, Evan Lebovich, and he picked it up, he saw that, and he was asking some questions because he was looking from his point of view and from the ALEC point of view how can he make use of that, yeah. So this might be one case. This is related to GNSO. And in other cases, maybe if any chartered organization has something to to deal with GNSO-related things, then they may refer to the GNSO, and it might come up. If that is a SCI-specific item, it might come down then to the SCI. It's clear it should be excluded, those things which are not GNSO-related. So this is we belong to this GNSO. We deal with GNSO matters, and that's what it is, and what we are doing. So in this environment, so we should find out regarding the bodies who could bring up the issues. Chartered bodies, we just said, and we will deal with that and investigate. What that means, and maybe there should be something made with regard to the GNSO specific items which could be raised, so that other things are excluded. Maybe, Marika, please.
I just wanted to clarify with regard to the request from Evan, that was an individual request. I don't think that was an official, ALAC position or ALAC request to look into this. So I think that's something to take into account as well as you're addressing this, that it would need to be...
Yes, I understand. He was here. He came personally in. So, and that's why we are sitting here and dealing with the case here. And so this is... The only question is, so right now we can refer him to his chartering organization, saying, okay, bring that through ALEC to us, and that's it. Yes, and it seems to be a GNSO related matter because he was picking up that from the statement of interest paper from our side down. So. Could be, also make it clear and bring up a rephrased version, Marika, of that, including the question of chartered bodies, so that we can see that recommended text then on the list. Marika, please.
So this is Marika. So just so I have it clear, so basically what people would like to see is that the charter would be changed to say something like such requests can be made by either the GNSO Council or a group chartered by the GNSO Council or an ICANN chartered group. Did I understand that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So Avi first?
Yeah, quick question. So, in other words, a group, a working group chartered by ALAC would be able to come also?
Yeah, if we say any ICANN chartered...
Okay, just checking. Yeah. Okay. So, it as long as somebody in ICANN has chartered it, even if it's a body that was chartered by another body that was chartered by God. Okay.
Yeah, sure. But under the auspices of ICANN.
Yeah.
So Marika, so if you could circulate that on the list, and then we look at this and comment on that, and then we could fix it. Thank you. So we have still 10-12 minutes to go. Coming to that working group survey. So I'm not clear about the status, but Marika, she can tell us, please.
Yeah, this is Marika. If I still can come back 1 second to the previous one, because I'm a bit confused now by Ron's comment, because he's now talking about all working groups on the GNSO charter. Well, I think we were saying any working groups, which would be impact of an ICANN chartered group. And just to clarify as well, of course, that any change to the charter will need to go back to the GNSO Council for their approval eventually.
Okay, good. One, please.
Thanks, Marika. No, I actually just typed that in because I was a little confused by what Aubrey just said. An ALAC working group. And does that mean, if I understand that correctly, that ALAC as a body would create a working group within its own supporting organization, and then that body is working on something that they would have a right to come to us? No. These are working groups that are chartered by the GNSO, as I understand it, or by constituencies, or by supporting organizations, but not what I would call a sub-working group operating within an ALAC environment where that working group is doing some work of some sort. That would still have to come up through ALAC itself to us, and that's the point I was trying to draw out there. And if I have that correctly understood, that's fine. If it's not, then I do have an argument against having a working group, because we have working groups, but on a very informal level within the business constituency, and I think in other constituencies they're more informal working groups, gathering information, bringing it back to the body as a whole. But I don't see that these what I'll call sub-working groups would have the authority to come to the SCI. Rather, would have to go to their body that chartered them, and that body then would come to us.
Thank you. Good question. Avi, please.
Yeah, okay. That's one of the reasons I was asking the question, although I'm kind of confused in what you said, because you said a working group chartered by another SO would be okay, but you're saying that a working group chartered by ALAC, an advisory committee, wouldn't be okay?
No, I misspoke.
Because that was the example I used was a working group that was chartered by ALAC.
Yeah, no, I misspoke. What I'm saying is they would have to, in my view, it's working groups chartered by GNSO.
Okay, so GNSO working groups are the only ones that can come. So that's what I'm saying. So if we're talking about chartered, that was my whole point of needing to be specific about what we meant.
If I made that, sorry, I want to be clear. What I was saying was working groups chartered by the GNSO Council, one, supporting organizations or constituencies. That would be the three channels that I think we would take input from.
Okay, we have to make it clear anyway. So because we were, to my understanding, we were saying, okay, at first we were talking about ICANN chartered bodies, meaning the SOs and ACs in general. And then we had a discussion on working groups, and then the question was which kind of working groups we allow to come up with items, and now we have a position, okay, working groups chartered by the GNSO could be allowed to come up. So this is the three levels I see, or two levels, isn't it? I see at the time being here on the table. Is that correct, my understanding? Avi, please.
Sorry, I didn't understand the question.
No, the question was right, to my understanding. So what we have on the table as a suggestion right now is ICANN chartered bodies, meaning ACs plus SOs, plus on working group level, GNSO council chartered working groups.
Okay. That sounds fine to me too. You might want to include the board in. They could send something if they wanted to. Or of course, then you're talking about the board committee. For example, could the SIC send something to the SCI? Probably, but at the moment you didn't include them. And then, of course, when we're saying, and I know I'm being too picky, but I can't help it. When we're saying things, working groups chartered by the GNSO, then we wouldn't include a drafting team chartered by the GNSO Council, correct?
Yes, no, we wouldn't. We wouldn't just include...
Okay, I'm just trying to clarify.
Oops. Yes. So that's what we would do, and I think that we should put on paper right now, and then we can circulate that and have a last look to that and comment again, yes?
Chair, this is Ron. I'm sorry. I'm trying to raise my hand, but for some reason the agree button is popping up. Apologies for interrupting you. I just wanted to say that I don't think it makes sense for us to accept the board coming to the SCI, and for the reason being that the GNSO Council works through the issues within ICANN. Then it puts it up to the board to ratify those issues. If the board were to have any issues in terms of how ICANN works, in terms of policy implementation, because that's what the SCI does, they should take it back to the GNSO Council,
sure,
who in turn would be the ones to tell us that that in fact we need to address it. So I agree with everything Avery said, except I don't think we need to go above the GNSO Council. I think it's basically everything that below the board level. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So we put together the other groups and SOAC in the text and circulate that. Are we?
Yeah, that makes absolutely. I don't understand that. If the CCNSO can send something directly to this group to say that the Structural Improvements Committee, who's the one that was the one that mandated all this strange machinations we've been going through for the last several years, can't send something directly, seems strange to me. Why they would have to go through the GNSO when the SAC wouldn't, I don't understand it. Thanks.
No, that I'm a bit confused right now. So I understood it in different ways. The CCNSO, for example, SNSO or any other AC, should not go through the GNSO.
Right, but we're saying the Structural Improvements Committee from the board would have to. And that just, I don't understand that.
Yeah. Then is the question, the other way around the question, because we came up just the other way. You know, we said, you know, we wouldn't like to allow individuals to come through. And then it came up and say, okay, if not individuals, then just allowing to those groups. And the question is, which groups we should allow, though, and then we are in that discussion. I understand that you are okay, so you are raising that by this group and why by the other not. Ron, please.
Avery, I certainly appreciate where you're coming from with this, but I wasn't thinking of SAC either. I wasn't thinking of those bodies that are operating in a environment. When I was saying chartered groups, what I was more referring to, and as I stated before, it's more about having the bodies that report to the bodies that create ICANN and report up to a board level. At the board level, as I understand it, we have structural improvements committees and other bodies that are doing work. That's fine, but that's a body. Those bodies are not developing policy. They are ratifying policy. SAC is working on security issues. I don't see where the SCI is going to have something to do. So the point is, if there were something, there would be a mechanism where they would take it to the chair of the GNSO and say, we're seeing this issue. The GNSO Council then has the ability to look at that issue and say, you know what, we'll take it up here at the GNSO Council level because, you know what, this is a big issue, or it's a small issue, or whatever. We don't know what that's going to be. But at that point, then the chair of the GNSO Council may say, you know, this belongs with the SCI. I'm just trying to not, you know, get too carried away with who brings us issues. The issues are very simple for me. One, it can't be an individual vetting it, or individual. It must be vetted by somebody. And that body, as I had suggested, was a chartered group, and that chartered group would then be a constituency. And then when you say constituency, well, then you have to allow some of the supporting organizations, because effectively those are constituencies. They just have an elevated status as they report directly to the board, or they have a higher level than the constituencies. That's all we're saying here. Working groups within the GNSO, PDPs and so forth, they come across something that's just not structurally working, they would bring it to us. That makes sense. But I don't think we need to get to these higher levels. So I think it's really just a matter of defining what this is. And maybe one of the ways of doing it is staff might come back and say, here are all the lists of all the committees and all the bodies that have charters within the organization. And then we, as an SCI, check those ones we think make sense in this. But I think we're getting too deep in the weeds on this one. This is a pretty simple one. It's about simply not allowing an individual to step up and say, I've got a problem with something. And all of a sudden, another individual steps up, and another individual steps up. And the next thing you know, we've got a workload that we're working through because individuals within the community feel that this has to be reviewed. I'm saying no. Let's have it vetted by a body above that individual. So I'm trying to keep this as a very simple process, and we're devolving into a very detailed thing. I don't care how we get to it, but I'm saying we just don't need to be looking at stuff when the Board Structural Improvements Committee has some thoughts. That has to be going back, in any case, to GNSO Council, because the board doesn't have the authority to do anything. They only can act or bring their power to be when the GNSO Council brings them something up. That's the beauty of our bottom-up organization.
Okay. Avery, last, and then
we obviously have more discussion to go on this, because all I've been doing is challenging the meanings of when you say chartered, does it include? When it says this, it doesn't include. You know, then it includes some things but not others, and bringing questions and issues. I think we have a lot further to discuss, because I think if we're going beyond what's there now, we've got a lot of definitional work to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still in favor of keeping it exactly as it is now, and everybody goes through the GNSO. But otherwise, if we're going to open up wider, then I don't understand what we're opening it up to at the moment, because every time I come up with something that's a category, then I give an example of something in that category, and, well, no, not that, but this. So we're either going for a long, explicit list of this one can and this one can't, or I suggest we leave it tight.
Okay.
We're over time.
Thanks, Avery. So, then let's really go through that on the list. I would like to suggest, because we are now over the hour, so that we come up with proposals on the list. Everybody who has the idea, well, how to deal with that, which groups, how shall we define that? So just briefly bring that up so that we have a discussion platform on the list about that, and then we can exchange on the list and talk about the next time. Maybe Marika, that could be helpful. Send out, let me say, a kind of two or three options we have now discussed. Well, that you bring that up, these in types of groups you would like to allow to come up with issues that you put that together in paper and that is also listed, and we have something to discuss. That would be helpful.
Okay,
thank you very much. So I would like to come to a close. So we have still open the working group survey and others. Shall we have a meeting. We'll have a meeting in Toronto, but Toronto is still 3 or 4 weeks from now away. Shall we have a placeholder for the in 2 weeks for that? That would be my suggestion, on the 27th. Would that be okay? Same time. Just first as a placeholder, we're seeing what we can do until that time. Okay. let's do it this way, huh? So thank you. Thank you very much. And goodbye.
Bye.
Bye now.